Michelle McTaggart is our guest today. She's the principal behind Bensoul Consulting. She also is an expert when it comes to some of the benefits of the chamber plan. And almost as important, she's an old Humble and Fred fan from back in the day. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Look how old this we are.
This is a real privilege. I was a big fan of you. I used to listen to your morning show all the time on CFNY. You know, that was just a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Just that's right. Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, you can see what happened to us. We have not aged well, but you look great, Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we've been this. It's funny. We're about to celebrate 10 years producing our own podcast and syndicating our show to different radio stations and networks. But it's been 31 years that we've been putting out this nonsense. And so somewhere when you were a baby, you must have been listening to us.
Yeah, I think it was the mid-90s when I used to work for Great West Life, you know, driving around, meeting with different brokers and whatnot, trying to promote their products. And so, yeah, I used to love your show in the morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're huge fans of the Chamber Plan. I don't know if you know the origin story, but Fred and I actually availed ourselves of the plan as a small business before, you know, Tanner Financial was our client, and the Chamber Plan is something we talked about. We were using it, so we're all behind it. Maybe you can just give us some of the I'm looking at the notes, and it's an interesting thing you said that people are having trouble hiring people now, and how can the Chamber Plan help SMEs? And maybe you could also explain what an SME is.
Yeah, sure. So an SME is a small to medium-sized enterprise.
Okay.
Is what that acronym means. But I think every day we are getting calls from prospects saying, you know, I'm trying to recruit this great person. He wants a benefit plan and I don't have one yet. So, you know, what's available? Often these are, business owners that haven't had experience with their own program. They may have had a plan through their previous, you know, employer or their previous life. And they have a lot of questions. And the one thing that's amazing about the Chamber Plan is they can compete very well against some of those larger employers, larger manufacturers, or whatever industry it might be, with all of the bells and whistles that are included in the Chamber Plan. So it's a phenomenal program for small to medium-sized businesses. And I think one of my colleagues was on earlier this month even talking about how great it is for some of those larger organizations. So, the Chamber Plan can help organizations really attract and retain the kind of people that they're looking for these days.
Yeah, as you describe it, I mean, it can be make or break. You know, you have somebody that you're interested in hiring, and without a benefits package, it's like, sorry, on to the next one. Like, Who has the best infrastructure for my career? And often a benefits package is the decider.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I was listening to my office is in Guelph, and I'm listening to my local radio station. And don't I hear an ad from one of the largest employers in Guelph offering a $2,500 signing bonus for new hires?
Wow!
And then we recently interviewed an engineering organization for one of our blogs that decided to, they were having a really hard time attracting young engineers right out of school. And so they decided to offer $20,000 to their home buyers plan. There was a catch to it. They had to stay with the employer for 3 years. Otherwise, they had to pay it back. But I mean, that's phenomenal. So people are having to be really creative in how they're attracting members. And, one of the best things about small business is we can offer life-work balance, and then we can offer fantastic benefit plans. So,
And the thing about, and as we've gotten to know over the few years we've been members, but, and oftentimes, you know, in the conversations that we have, we omit some of the benefits, but you think about it, you're a smaller company, employees between, you know, zero and one and 100, but you're offering big time employee benefits. And maybe you can describe some of them for people that haven't heard this before. Some of the things inside the Chamber Plan that attract people to your company.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that employers will say is, you know, I need a really good health plan. I need vision care, dental benefits. So we can offer all of that. But in addition to that, we can offer long-term disability, critical illness. And one of the big things right now, and this feature is built right in, there's no extra cost. It's called the Business Assistance Service. And included in that is 3 hours of counseling per employee at no extra cost. So if a member or a plan sponsor is seeing that one of their members is struggling with mental health, and I mean, who hasn't over the last 2 years, they can refer that employee to a counselor to get the help they need. And then, of course, for less than $5 a month, that company can add a phenomenal employee assistance plan with a whole bunch of other services included. And then probably one of my other favorite features that just came out in June this year, because that's another great thing about the Chamber. They're always trying to enhance their benefit offering, is something called Pocket Pills. And Pocket Pills is an online pharmacy. So they offer the same services that you would see if you were walking into a retail pharmacy. And the best thing about that is if your drug plan is only 80% coverage, if a member chooses to use Pocket Pills for their drug delivery and everything else they need at their pharmacy, they would get 90% reimbursement. So at no extra cost to the employer, they don't have to pay more insurance premiums or worry about high renewals. Their members are going to get 10% more reimbursement out of the program. So that's pretty important as well. There's also... Yeah.
Go ahead.
One more thing.
Mm-hmm. No, please.
It's often overlooked. So one of the other challenges that small business have is, what do we do with our employees as they're aging? How do we help them in their retirement? And the Chamber plan is one of the few carriers that I know of that offer a retiree plan. Now, it is an extra cost. It's not included. But there's a great retiree plan that a retiring member can subscribe to, pay themselves, but they would have coverage for the rest of their life. And a lot of larger companies, you know, they'll incorporate a retiree plan, but it's typically not something that the big insurance carriers offer to their small or include in their small product.
That is very significant. I turned 65 this summer, and I have talked to the powers that be about the retirement plan, and it really is fantastic, especially the travel aspect of it.
Yeah.
Where so many people, once they, you know, they leave a plan, leave a company. I mean, insurance, if you want to go away for a month or two, is just staggering.
Yeah.
With the Chamber plan, that program, it's almost unbelievable is what it is.
Yeah. The trip limits are fantastic. They do. They start, I believe, with, I think it's a 120-day trip limit, but as you get older, of course, that trip limit shrinks, and that's included in a really low premium. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, and before we go, we'd be remiss if we didn't touch quickly on the stability of rates and renewal, because we've talked about how the plan is simple, smart, and stable. And stability gives small businesses some peace of mind knowing that you're not going to get your rates jacked every year just because your employees use some of the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Howard, the rate stability is so important. So I'm a small business owner. There's three of us on my plan, and I chose to use the Chamber plan because I love the fact that I can encourage my staff to go get their teeth fixed, get their eyes checked, you know, get a massage, use all the wellness professionals, and I don't have to worry about huge rate increases. The rates are very stable, and that has to do with the pooling and the way the whole organization is structured. So yeah, that rate stability, you don't want to be cutting benefits if it gets too expensive and you end up with a lot of unhappy employees.
Exactly. Right. Listen, thank you so much, Michelle McTaggart. What a pleasure to reconnect with you. And I love when we get advisors on talking about the Chamber plan, because you do so much a better job than we do in our ham-fisted way. But if people want to get more information from you particularly, how would they do that?
Michelle with one L at bensol.ca, and that's bensol.ca.
Well, how nice to see you.
Thank
again.
You,
all
Michelle.
The best, Michelle.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A good one.
You have a good one. Nice
right,
person.
Bye.
Take
well
care.
Done. Thank you.
Oh, and Michelle, don't forget to tell all your friends. Humble and Fred still are alive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We've got it on all our social media. We've got your website out there. So
we'll
the show for sure. And thanks.
We appreciate
Fantastic.
It. Take care, Michelle.
Bye.
Appreciate you, Michelle McTaggart. Yeah, man. There she goes. Bow, 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 bow.